This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set and cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Stevens with us. Rich, you mentioned Roseanne Barr. So while you were talking about her, I went to a search engine and I typed in Roseanne Barr. And I was looking at the, and I clicked on the images. So I was looking at images of Roseanne Barr. It's amazing what you can do with Photoshop. It's amazing what you can do in Hollywood to transform a person into, looking pretty good. Because the latest images I've seen of her, and none of these were on the images that a search engine provided, but the news stories that I was looking at of her lounging around in what looked like her clothes came from the discount rack from Omar the Tent Maker's unsellable department. No kidding. They looked, I have a drop cloth. I have several drop cloths here that I'm using at the farm, when we do some painting, and I spread them out on the floor, and they've got, multiple colors from, when my parents painted the outside of their house, the inside, and we've painted, and, mostly it's white or antique white or off-white or eggshell white or something like that. But, it's got some speckles on it, from where drops landed, and it goes through the washing machine. But they look better than what wrote, in my opinion, than what I saw Roseanne lounging around at her Utah home in. And, there she is. She's sitting down. She looks just awful. Awful. And people look up to her and respect her. How is that possible? And she's the gal, and I believe it was around 1990, if I'm not mistaken, that she was singing the national anthem at a ball game, and she grabs her crotch. What was she thinking? And the reason I mentioned all this is because you mentioned her name, but there's one other little thing. Yesterday I had a chance to chat with a gal I know, and she's a friend. And she was talking about her husband who has this has a job, and it's a professional association. So he's he's a pretty bright guy. And they were looking for a person to be at a position at the front desk of this corporation. And, normally at the front desk, you like someone who is attractive, male or female. But you don't want somebody sloppy, and you don't want somebody who's disgruntled, and you don't want somebody who's unkempt in their appearance, and you want someone who can speak, English properly and be pleasant to customers that walk in and clients that walk in. Well, this person passed the interview. All set. Looking good. One last thing. After the interview, they decided, let's just check social media and let's see how this person, wants the world to know her. And there she is, giving the finger to the camera. So here we have this millennial who's lost her mind. She wants, look at me, hire me, I am your gal. And she's giving the finger to the camera. And so she thinks that no one's going to know. No one's going to know that secretly this is what she thinks of the world. And she's proud of it because she's putting it on her Facebook page. Needless to say, she didn't get the job. You combine that with how many people do you see on Facebook holding this cell phone, aiming at themselves, and they stick their tongue out. It's like, look at me. Is this cool or what? They've lost their minds. They have lost their minds. They're saying, I'm irresponsible. I'm irredeemable. I'm immature. I have no self-control. And you'd be a fool to hire me. And that's what they put out for the world to see. Any comments, Rich?
Well, I'll tell you, regarding social media, I'll just talk about this for a second here. Facebook/Zuckerberg, basically data shared with 60 different device makers, Apple, Amazon, BlackBerry, Microsoft, Samsung, whole list of users here. And basically there's another article that is bridges to it very well. And they're talking about the alliance between Silicon Valley and U.S. intelligence agencies becoming more brazen. It's basically about who controls the narrative, who controls the world. It's a really good article on Zero Hedge. I read it this morning. And they talk about how the big oligarchs and big government try to control everything, control the information. And there's one or two sentences that the author says at the very beginning, kind of like a general summary, if you will. And I'm going to read that. It isn't the West versus Russia. It isn't left versus right. And you always hear me talking about this. Don't pay attention to the left-right paradigm. It's more false and phony. It's the aristocracy managing the serfs. And I'm going to go back to his word here. At the time, the real conflict in our society is a few ruling elites and their cronies versus humanity, natural impulse to act in a way that, pardon me, that is beneficial to humanity. All we need to do is help that impulse flourish, get out of the oligarchy, impose brain boxes, and build a new world. And I couldn't agree more. You know, just this, and be careful what you believe on a lot of these social media sites too, folks, because now the technology is there that they can, whether it be photos or videos, and I've mentioned this over the air many times, this is why I don't put up my radio shows anymore on my website, because the powers that be were literally audibly changing the words that I said. They can do the same thing with photos and with videos. They can make you robbing a bank on video. And I always use the example, this was on Drudge Report about, probably a year ago, maybe not even, where the star of that Wonder Woman movie, who I don't even know who she is, I believe she's an Israeli actress, people were seeing her doing porn all over the internet. Well, apparently, they could take your face, your birthmarks, your moles, your hair, your eyes, whatever, and put it on somebody else's body and literally make you doing porn or robbing a bank or doing pedophilia. So you got to really take what you see and hear with a grain of salt at the same time, because not much is real. And this is all part of the controlling of the narrative. Vince?
Yeah. And I'm sure that Harvey Weinstein's lawyers are listening and they're thinking, hey, that wasn't Harvey. That was that was Photoshop. That's maybe that's going to be their defense. But so as you were saying this, I was thinking about those pictures of, and these are real pictures of people, you know, they're at bars. You know, these pretty girls, and they're at bars, and they're handsome guys, and they're at bars, and they've got beer bottles in their hands, and they've got these fancy drinks, and they're just being stupid, and they're saying, look at me. And I think I found out exactly how I'm going to dump Facebook. And I've decided I was going to do it, you know, months ago. But here's how I want to do it. So I'm going to get a new email address. And it's going to be used once, maybe twice. And I'm going to pick a really common name. I'm going to do a search, and I'm going to find the most common names. I'm going to pick one of them. And I'm going to change my name on Facebook. So you won't be able to find, if you look for my name, you won't be able to find me. So I'm going to change my name on Facebook. And then I'm going to change my email address to a common name. and then I'm going to say delete all the history you have, Zuckerberg, and then I'll be gone from Facebook. And when people try to find me, they'll say, doesn't come up. How could it? Because I changed my name. Think about that. Maybe that's the correct approach. I'm not sure if it is yet. I think it's close. And if I decide it is, that's what I'm going to do. Okay? So remember, we're dealing with people that have no scruples. We're dealing with people that have no morals. And there's a website called thehill.com, thehill.com. And there's some questions that Mark Zuckerberg lied to Congress. Now, if he lied to Congress, and you know, and those guys don't like it when you lie to Congress. And it says in this article, a Democrat congressman hammered Facebook and its CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, following a report that the company is sharing large amounts of its user data with other companies. Quote, sure looks like Zuckerberg lied to Congress about whether users have complete control over who sees our data on Facebook, end quote, Republican David C. Celine, Democrat, Rhode Island, tweeted on Sunday. This needs to be investigated, and the people responsible need to be held accountable, the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Antitrust Committee continued. So, maybe, just maybe, they will investigate a little bit more about Mark Zuckerberg, and maybe they will arrest him, and maybe they will try him, and maybe he'll be found guilty, and maybe he'll be put in a hooscow. And what is the difference between the breach of trust that Mark Zuckerberg and company has committed and crimes against humanity? What's the difference? What is the difference? I think these are huge crimes. Now, granted, people who have these Facebook accounts, many of them are beyond stupid. They're just posting pictures of them so you can watch them age. You can watch the changes in their bodies. You can watch them getting fatter or thinner. You can watch all that. People saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. It's silly. It's stupid. And the only reason I use Facebook, when I use it, and I don't do it very often anymore, is to say, here's who's going to be on the radio, and here's what we're going to talk about. That's pretty much it. Actually, that is it. I don't say, hey, look at TJ, here's my dog, watch him smile. I don't do that. I'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, even, you know, we're talking about Facebook and mentioning privacy. I've got to hand it to Richard Simmons. He's that fitness guy. Appears to be light loafered, but he's that fitness guy. And he has been a victim of being tracked. So according to some of the articles I'm reading, that there was a private investigator who placed a tracking device on his car. And that way, this private investigator would know where he went. So if he went to the hospitals, they could report on this in the media. You know, what Richard Simmons is up to and what they're thinking is happening to him. And they can photo him, you know, going in and out of locations where his driver's car was going. He used a driver, and this driver was Simmons' sole means of transportation. This is in the HollywoodReporter.com. So thank you, Richard Simmons, for bringing suit against the illegal tracking and following you, because it points out that California law criminalizes using trackers without consent, except by law enforcement, of course. And so he's seeking damages, including punitive and treble damages for invasion of privacy and trespass. Good for Richard Simmons. We all need to follow that example and not stand for this invasion of privacy, no matter how it occurs. And yesterday, I was getting some information at the hospital, and I had to prove who I was. And the guy said, okay, you have a photo ID. And I was willing to do that, okay, at this particular instance. And I pulled out my license. you know, I looked at my, I have some credit cards with my picture on the back. And so I thought, okay, well, this is, you know, my hair's getting longer. And I thought, I'll just use this one. The guy looks at my license. First guy I ever said, he goes, hey, your eyes are closed. I said, yeah. Yeah, my eyes are closed. And I explained to him why. Because the state of Missouri, the corrupt state of Missouri, is illegally giving information about me and everyone else who has a state-mandated driver's permit, giving it to a private corporation on the East Coast. And I was not going to give them an iris scan, so I had my eyes closed every time they take my picture for my driver's permit. Okay? Well, he noticed it, and I explained to him why. He thought that was pretty cool. Bottom line is we're being spied on, we're being tracked, we're being monitored, we're being recorded. It's an outrage. And pretty soon the shooting is going to start. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying I think this is what's going to happen. Achieve it?
Well, first of all, we have to remember that the elite like to use certain terms that they coin, like populism. It's not populism. It's getting down to survival because they are feeding their addiction to power, money, control. And that's why they're trying to control the narratives. That's why they're trying to distract people. Because there's a war against truth, freedom, liberty, and common sense. Logic, math, self-sufficiency, the middle class, prosperity for the middle class, options, equality, tolerance, synergy, all these words that they use as politically correct buzzwords to look like they're proponents of, they're actually trying to throw in enough distractions and dumb down the people and divide us that we're the middle class and the bottom 93% is losing ground. I have an article here from Zero Hedge. University of Michigan now has almost 100 full-time staff dedicated to diversity. And this is one of the reasons for the ballooning cost of higher education, not to mention the fact that the education gets subsidies, and they have special interest in lobbying and everything else. And what, when they take taxpayers' money through these venues, what do? They raise tuition to the poor people who are going to be and basically debt slaves for the rest of their lives. So hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, all the things that made America great really doesn't mean anything. And this, to have universities, to have 100 full-time staff dedicated to diversity really shows that they're lowering the bars of standards and expectations based on what group you're in. This group identity politics has absolutely destroyed America. And the Michigan State University, I read this morning on Breitbart, they have a health physicist charged with bestiality. What the hell is going on in Michigan? But anyway, we are
looking
at as Americans.
You mentioned group identity politics. When we come back, can you talk about how that's affected you in your previous career?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where Harvey Weinstein has just pleaded not guilty to rape and criminal sex act charges. The disgraced movie mogul arraigned on charges brought last week by a Manhattan grand jury. Weinstein accused of raping a woman in 2013 in a Manhattan hotel room and forcing another woman to perform sex acts on him at his office in 2004. Just days until the scheduled summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and one of President Trump's top economic advisors says he believes the president deserves some credit for making this happen. Larry Kudlow says on Fox News,
North Korea coming to the negotiating table has a lot to do with President Trump's very firm stand with respect to their nuclear weapons, with respect to all options on the table.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Rich Sheehan, you know, when you had a previous career in the pharmaceutical industry, you were subjected to group identity politics. Please tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and it didn't even just start there. It started when I was 19 years old. I was bench pressing 365. I was going to become a New York City fireman. I had a bunch of fireman friends. That was the year that women's group sued because they couldn't pass the physical test, so they lowered the bars of standards and expectations. Then I got a degree in forestry, and they wouldn't hire me as a white male. The guy at the interview actually said this to me in the early 80s, and they hired two girls sitting in the waiting room fresh out of high school with no experience and no education, again, lowering the bars of standards and expectations. So when I was in the pharmaceutical industry, I was in there for a little over 20 years. I'm going to try to make a long story short because it's a very detailed story. And I contacted about 30 different attorneys because I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis and nerve damage. And I was very concerned. And I went to Human Resources. I went through the channels. Human Resources told me that job share partners were for women only. And I found out that they were literally going on the streets and hiring part-time job share applicants just so the women who wanted part-time job shares could have a partner and have a job share. So, again, lowering the bars of standards and expectations. Now, I had excellent numbers. I was with this company for 14 years. I was driving with painkillers. Let me repeat that. I was driving a GlaxoSmithKline company car, with painkillers because they would not allow me to reduce my driving by 50%, which was in writing by neurosurgeons and orthopedic surgeons requesting this, but they would not do this. The attorneys I spoke to, they told me that if I were a female and I was treated the same way, I'd be on the 5 o'clock news and have a $10 million settlement by the end of the day. One attorney told me, America, that as a especially poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, I don't have enough group self-pity points. Yep. I needed to pause there because that was absolutely necessary. Now, I don't care if an individual or a corporation is self-serving or is self-righteous. I do care about if they practice what they preach. And I have articles here all over the place, U.S. media blackout, Italian court rules vaccines cause autism with a GlaxoSmithKline product. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline accidentally, in quotes, released concentrated live polio virus in the environment in Belgium. I mean, I have articles that show that GlaxoSmithKline pleaded guilty to bribes, fraud, and many other crimes, according to U.S. federal investigators, bribing doctors with luxury vacations, while fabricating drug safety data and lying to the FDA, and they've been caught defrauding Medicare and Medicare of billions of dollars. And they've also deceived regulators about the effectiveness of their drugs. So when they create deceptive practices to earn billions of dollars while intentionally selling dangerous medications to unsuspecting consumers and medical patients, is that practicing what you preach? When they have the audacity, with my diagnosis and with neurosurgeons, orthopedic surgeons writing letters, while they're hiring females off the street, again, lowering the bars of standards and expectations, when they're lowering the bars of standards and expectations. Now, I want you to think about this, folks. To all the poor middle class, and the bottom 93% is losing so much ground, where 60% of Americans don't have $1,000 in savings, and 78% live paycheck to paycheck. I want you to think, if you had, let's say you were an individual, and you went around town because you had a business, and you were bribing doctors, falsifying data, selling fraudulent products to the government, lying to regulators, engaging in anti-trade, price-fixing, and threatening your employees into silence, what do you think is going to happen to you? Do you think you're going to have a successful business? I don't think so. See, the right people, and I use the term right people in quotes, being the government and the super wealthy oligarchies who control our medias and our oligarchies, big government, the narratives, the court systems, the mainstream media, they are sanctioning what we say. Political correctness has destroyed the American people, where the elite literally have absolutely no accountability to the people. And we either need to give up and say nothing and let our lives be ruined, and continue to take drugs, where the number one cause of death in America is for 50 and under is drug overdose, or we can do something about it and stick together and not allow the elite to divide us by race, gender, sex, religion, sexual orientation, ideology, generations even. Group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, a.k.a. protectionist group status, has lowered the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job. And it insults the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people. So when you degrade and disrespect people, you're not empowering them. You're destroying your own nation. We're destroying America, and we're letting it happen because the rewarding of mediocrity and creating and turning America into the law of diminishing returns has limited our opportunity and knowledge. Our productivity, our innovation, our ingenuity is only available for the elite few. We need to get this left-right paradigm out of our minds. For you people who need certain mentors in this category, I would suggest listening to, for example, Ben Carson came to the Northwest Montana. The first words out of his mouth in his talk, and I was there, he said, I hate political correctness, because when you're politically correct, you turn minorities into victims. And who's the minority? Pretty much everybody, like that attorney told me, unless you're a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, you have some type of protectionist group status or victim group status. This is an insult to the people, to everybody who's shoved into one of these groups and not even asked to be there. Candace Owens is another great speaker. She's in her upper 20s, so eloquent in speech, so intelligent. The first time I heard her, she said, just because I'm black and I'm a female doesn't mean that I'm going to be a victim. And I've seen her give talks at universities and all across the country. You know, I listen to an excerpt here and there. She's on YouTube, Red Pill Black, I believe. If you Google Candace Owens, you can find her. And I've seen black people, Hispanic people, females standing up and telling Candace Owens, thank you. I've been waiting decades for someone like you to stand up and speak up. And that's what we all need to do, because we are allowing the aristocracy to divide us, and it's destroying our country. And this is why I talk economic 101 all the time. Since I can get so many different statistics, I mean, I have hours of data I can give you. But you got to believe it. You got to read and research with what's coming down the road with this deflationary, stagflationary spiral. It's going to destroy so many people. It could put us into a deep depression, never mind recession. This is all being artificially held up. And when robotics, automation, artificial intelligence takes over, and it is now, but it's going to get worse. It's going to take tens of millions of jobs. It's a pro-aristocracy, pro-fascism economy, if you want to call it that, that we live in. But people have to read and research. It just a great example is the interviews that was done on the street. When so-called liberals said they loved all these policies because it was Bernie Sanders' policies. Well, at the end of the interview, they were told these were all Trump policies. Now, I don't think Trump is the end-all, but I think what he's doing is trying to create normalcy in some type of culture and trying to give people the ability to take control of their own destiny. He even said he wants to give America back to the people. Now, all I know is that if Hillary Clinton got in, you know, we would have been a World War III, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, ability to protect ourselves would have been gone. And Vince, I know how much you love to talk about gun control. But, you know, we're getting to the point where things are getting absolutely ridiculous. I don't even know how anybody can debate the fact that 98% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones and sanctuary cities. You know, when we're losing the ability to use logic and common sense, and that's the war against the people by the elite. And that's why they're having this meeting in Italy, this elite meeting, to say they're trying to douse populism. This isn't populism. When you're living paycheck to paycheck, this isn't populism. And for those young people who might be listening, who are millennials, and you think socialism, communism, fascism, dictatorships, anything that's top-down, centralized control with no accountability from the governing body is going to be the answer? No. They're going to tell you what to think, what to say, how to do it, who to do it with. They're going to tell you where to live. They're going to tell you you have to eat GMO foods. They're going to tell you you have to eat hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, even though the antibiotics is proven to destroy the gut flora. They're going to tell you everything. And it's all going to be controlled propaganda. They're going to rewrite history because they're going to get rid of books, and everything's going to be electronic, and everything could be changed. And that's where we're heading. A 1984 Alinsky Marxist Communist Manifesto world. And it's up to us to stick together and read and research. We'll be back after the break.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just went to Facebook and I posted today's broadcast. And my name comes up a little differently from what you might be used to. If you go to find me, it's Vincent Survivalist. So my new last name is Survivalist. For now. It's going to change again to probably one of these. And the top 10 last names most common in the United States are, and I'm going to read it from the most popular to the least popular of the top 10, Smith, Johnson, Williams, Brown, Jones, Miller, Davis, Garcia, Rodriguez, and Wilson. Those are the 10 most popular last names. So I might pick one of them, and I've got to find the most popular first name. So I might combine my new Facebook name to be one of the top 10 most popular first names and last names. Just want to let you know that, you know, expect that. And then, of course, I'm going to change my email address, and then pretty soon I'm going to be gone from Facebook. That's the plan. Rich Eben, you mentioned that you were bench pressing over 300 pounds. And you mentioned that you wanted to be a fireman. I just have a dot that I'd like to connect. I was a fireman. I was a volunteer fireman. And I can tell you, I was young. And I drove a 18-wheel tractor trailer, a tanker truck. I drove a pumper truck, 850 cubic inch diesel pumper truck. I carried ladders, hoses. Now, when you're a fireman, everything's hot, heavy, far, stressful. And sometimes, you know, when you're on top of a ladder and someone energizes that hose, you know, that dry hose, that fabric-covered hose, mm-hmm. And they energize that hose, it'll knock you backwards. Literally, you've got to be really strong, really tough, to be a fireman. Firemen are not weaklings. No kidding. Sometimes you have to carry people. It's not for the faint of heart, and it is not for the weak. So if we're saying that, you know what, listen, it's you can be a fireman. You know, I know you can't do any pull-ups. I know you can't do any push-ups. That's okay. That's okay. We've got a job for you carrying hose, people, ladders. It's okay. That's nuts. That's beyond nuts. So, Rich, I just want to tell you, I agree with what you've said. And you need to be skilled, have the strength, the endurance, the stamina, the drive, the starting power, the finishing power, the stick-to-itiveness, the courage, the stamina, all those things, just to name a few, for whatever job it is. And we should not be lowering the bars and standards to say, you know what, you want to be on the basketball team? I know you're 4'8". That's okay. That's okay. We're going to make you a star. It's okay. And you're going to get a trophy. Competition is good. It really is good. Now, I think it's okay to be a graceful loser, but it is not okay not to really try and be your best. And, you know, I'm never going to be a basketball player. You know, I know that. You can't be 5'7 and be a basketball player. It's really tough. But that's okay. There are other things I can do. Rich?
Yeah. Well, this is what's happening in America. And is we lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job for about four decades now, two generations. And appreciation and value for that job is almost non-existent. When people don't look at people in the job as being virtuous because they have that job, find out how they got the job and if it deserves to be there. Because how you got there is way more important than being there.
You're absolutely right. And if your company hires someone who just doesn't have what it takes and doesn't try, and they put that person in the middle of your team, and you look at that and you go, wow, how'd that guy get here? How'd that gal get here? And if that's all they expect, why should I be trying so hard? It demoralizes everybody. Thank you so much, Rich Eben.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.